Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
During your campaign, Senator Donovan, you talked about boosting the economy by growing small business and tourism, keeping water on the Western Slope, and improving education. Have you made some headway on those issues?
We have made some headway, and we're going to keep working on it for this session as well. The first bill I carried was an attempt to look at areas that were experiencing economic hardship and get some dollars to them really quickly. Unfortunately, that bill failed on a party line vote, even though it had broad support from many different sectors that normally don't align behind one bill. So I was really disappointed to see that bill not pass because it did address the economic situation that a lot of our small rural towns are facing. I carried a bill that looked at renewable energy for schools, and that bill did get out of committee, so now we'll bring it to the floor. And that bill looked at taking a successful program that was called Wind for Schools and broaden it to include all renewable energies so that schools can apply for grants to install renewable energies on their campuses. And then we're also, you know, looking for partners with other senators for bills that will help the district, like a agritourism bill that I'm a co-sponsor of that would give tax credits to people who are using agritourism on their farms or ranches.
Guns was one of the issues in your campaign, and now you're one of a handful of Democrats who have signed on to a Senate bill that repeals a ban on large-capacity ammunition magazines. What's the status of that initiative, and why are you supporting it?
Yeah, I signed on to a co-sponsor on that bill because it was largely the message I heard in the district when I was campaigning door-to-door. It has been yet to be heard on the Senate floor, so we'll wait to that debate and see what the fate of that bill is.
And are you getting any pushback, I guess, from fellow Democrats around that?
No, we've had some great discussions on it. You know, I think the caucus realizes that everyone has to vote their district first. That's our primary job. So we've had a number of, you know, explaining different positions and appreciating where people are coming from their own district.
The balance of power at the State House is different this legislative session than it has been. So how does that affect what you do?
You know, it coming from a district that's as diverse as Senate District 5, there was always going to be an expectation for me to be a successful senator that I was going to have to work with everyone and tackle every issue. So in that regard, I don't think that my role or approach to being a senator has changed much because we're in the minority party in the Senate. I will say that overall, in order to have a bill that you expect to pass both the House and the Senate, you do have to have bipartisan support on it. So overall, it's created a more cooperative environment in the Capitol.
And, you know, as far as preparing for this job, do you feel like you were prepared?
I think the best preparation I had from this job was the campaign of spending a lot of time going door to door and being in different communities of Senate District 5. That gave me a lot of confidence to come into the building and know what bills, you know, were important to weigh in on behalf of Senate District 5, hearing the concerns from folks and what the reality was on the ground. So I think the long and rigorous campaign season was just about the best job training I could have.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Marcy.